The Upper Hunter by-election is about 6 weeks away. I think it'll be a matter of which candidate can out-coll the other. Joining me in the studio this morning is Deputy Premier John Barilaro. John, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Certainly made some headlines yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. I think, but for the right reasons. And often in politics, you can make the headlines for the wrong reasons. But I think a good result in the end. With Malcolm Turnbull being his appointment being rescinded, especially after his comments last week, it's not in line with government policy. So, tough day for Malcolm Turnbull, but the right decision for the people of the Hunter.
Mm. Did the decision have anything to do with the by-election that is coming up in the Upper Hunter? Given what he said.
Well, firstly, I mean, I'm the mining minister. As the deputy premier, you know, I chose to be the mining minister. I get a choice of portfolios, and I, you know, have been strong in this space. We have a future of coal statement. We've got policy around gas, a policy around mining. We embrace mining, and that's been my position now. I gave the benefit of doubt when I was asked would I oppose the position of Malcolm Turnbull heading up the Net Zero Emissions Board. And I didn't oppose it because I'm happy to give anyone the benefit of doubt that he aligned himself to government policy and then do what he was tasked to do. But he overstepped the mark, and within 48 hours, like the comment that I made yesterday, that, you know, he embarrassed the government, me, I think it was the wrong appointment in the end, and now we resolved it, so we just get on with it now.
Yeah. Before we do get on with it, he certainly did have plenty to say about you when he was on the show a little bit earlier this morning. We thought we'd get your reaction to some of it.
It's just absolutely fine, you know, that all of those air quality monitors that say that the air pollution is the worst in New South Wales are a figment of people's imagination. So I guess next time you're coughing on coal dust in Muswellbrook, just think of John Barilaro down in the Snowy Mountains, where he has the Snowy Mountain Scheme and Snowy Hydro 2.0, which I started. So he's got an electorate with clean energy, and he's telling people in Muswellbrook that they're deluding themselves when they are being, you know, surrounded in coal dust. And he is saying that he wants to see the coal mines to continue expanding in the Upper Hunter. And he and his friends in the media, right-wing media, have attacked me as being anti-coal for daring, Jess, imagine this, daring to actually lodge an objection to the expansion of an open-cut coal mine.
Let's start with the air quality in the Upper Hunter.
Well, air quality has always been an issue. We're not hiding from that. We monitor it, we test, and we put in place ways to manage it. But what Malcolm Turnbull did deliberately, he picked a particular time period, a very small sample of that data, and used it for his argument. I'm not saying that it's not an issue. It is an issue, but we've been managing it. I tell you what, you know, listening to that, I think yesterday was not only the right decision, but it was actually the best decision. I think people across the country, the state, here in the Upper Hunter, are sick to death of being lectured by millionaires from a mansion from Point Piper, telling us what jobs we should have, what industries are good. I tell you this, I bet you if I said tomorrow, let's put some wind turbines on the heads there of New South Wales, right on in the harbour opposite his mansion, he'll oppose it as well. So, you know what, listening to that rabble, now I know why. I shouldn't have given him the benefit of the doubt, and Malcolm's no longer part of this, and good luck to him.
I'd say the Upper Hunter agrees with you. We have had several callers to reception this morning saying he sounds like a rambling idiot.
Well, I think you've just proved it. Just, I can't believe we got it so bloody wrong that we appointed him in the first place. Like I said, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, people would know that a number of years ago when he was Prime Minister, I called for him to resign as a Christmas gift to Australia because I thought as the Prime Minister, he was the worst Prime Minister we've ever had and had no conviction and stood for nothing. But if I had opposed his appointment based on that, people would say it's bias and you can't get over it. But the reality here is I should have gone with my gut feel. This guy has never forgiven the Australian public for not backing him. He's never forgiven the Liberal Party for ousting him as leader and Prime Minister. He's got a war on the coalition, and he'll continue to do that. And I bet you during this by-election, he will pop up and continue to talk in this vein. But you know what? That'll help us because I stand for jobs, the economy, coal mining and mining. We all know in the decades ahead it's going to change. Mm. My future of coal statement that I put out over 15 months ago clearly shows where you can have expansions on mines, existing mines that are growing, the opportunities for new mines, but we've also ruled out parts of this state where there will be no more mining. It's the most balanced approach, and he needs to understand that. And, you know, like again, I think your viewers or your listeners have got it right. He sounds like a nut job.
Mm. We're catching up with Deputy Premier John Barilaro this morning. You mentioned the by-election. We did catch up last week, but where are we at in that process for a candidate for the Nats?
Yeah, look, I'm here tonight, and I got in last night into Singleton. We're just sort of travelling around the electorate today, but we'll be back in Singleton tonight where the National Party will have its pre-selection. We've got Dave Lazelle from Dungog and, of course, Sue Moore from Singleton as the two candidates that have gone through the process to now face the members, where the members will decide who the candidate will be in this election. So hopefully around 8:30 tonight we'll know exactly who that is. Two very good candidates, local, you know, Sue Moore, great local mayor, pro-mining, Dave Lazelle from Dungog, a councillor, family man, also born and bred in the region. So we've got someone local. We are a Democratic Party. We'll do that. The Electoral Commission's confirmed the 22nd of May as the election day, so looks like, Jess, I'll be in the studio a lot more between now and then, and it's good for the focus to be on this region. We actually get to talk about things that are important, and it's not just coal jobs and mining. We know the land conflict issues. We know that we have we've got an equine economy. We've got vineyards. We've got farmers. And we've always done that well here, that balancing game. And you know what? In a way, my seat of Monaro, where I have the Snowy Mountains, but I've got a Labor town of Queanbeyan, I've got farmers in Coomera and Bombala and Braidwood. It's a lot like what the Upper Hunter is, a very diverse economy, community. And I feel comfortable here. That's why I've always come back. And I get to talk about the stuff we have actually done. And we're committed to this region.
Yeah. Before I let you go, do you think you can win? The Premier has all but said perhaps the Nats can't win it.
Oh, look, by-elections, when you look at history, by-elections is a moment of time where people send a message back to government, and it's very hard to hold a by-election seat, especially when you're holding it by 2.6%. Mm. But, you know, we haven't picked the candidate. Let's pick the candidate first. I'm always confident we can win this seat. I just ask people to do this. Look, judge me, firstly, on how I acted in relation to the Michael Johnson issue, what we have actually done in this region, my position as the mining minister who's backed this region in over and over, the investment we're seeing in Singleton Bypass, the Muswellbrook Bypass, Scone, the hospitals, you name it. Judge us on all of that, and then the way we've managed the pandemic. And we're 2 years out from a general election. It's probably not the right time to change a jockey mid-race. Mm. So give our candidate another go. In 2 years' time, you get a chance to prosecute that individual. So I'll be putting forward a case. I'm confident we can because our track record's good, and I'm happy for people to judge me in this campaign because I think it's important to understand who your leaders are. And I'm quietly confident we can do it. But yeah, the odds are against us, and that's a fair call.
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens on the 22nd of May.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jess.
Oh, John, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
Hunter Valley Today continues for you on the other side of REM as your April 80s continues on your greatest hit station, 91.2 FM.